I just came back from the salon, and for the record, I went with a sassy little bob and quiet luxury shade of blonde. Yes, that's literally what we're calling it, quiet luxury. Aside from trips to the salon, I don't actually blow out my hair. My hair is naturally wavy, and that's why I love Way. Way's new anti-frizz cream is a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. I know that I have a limited amount of time with wet, wavy hair in which to get myself in order. And that is why I love the anti-frizz cream. It has notes of bergamot, Italian lemon, violet, and more. And it smells unbelievable. Truly, as someone who is a little bit sensitive to scents, I put this in my hair and I feel great. It also genuinely pairs well with my perfume, which I appreciate. I don't blow out my hair because after years of color processing and attempting to make it straight, I know it looks better and stays healthier when I avoid blow drying, which is why I love the anti-frizz cream. I've used products, especially with wavy hair, where it feels heavy and looks kind of wet. And that's why I love Way's anti-frizz cream, because it enhances the natural waves in my hair. I still look like me, just a little elevated. And P.S., I am way obsessed with Way's other bestsellers. Their leave-in conditioner, detox shampoo, my personal favorite. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code Andy for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com with promo code Andy. Conversations around wellness and weight loss can be complicated. There's the Instagram filter we all see on IG and social media, and then IRL. And between $20 smoothies and daily ice baths, everyone is doing the most to hack the health system. But there's a better way. Row. Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. And you can sign up from the comfort of your own home. No scheduling a doctor's appointment, commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Of course, medication must be paired with diet and exercise modifications in order to achieve any stated results. Medication cost is not included in the program. Patients must pay for medication separately. With Row, average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/andysgirls. You can sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/andysgirls. Sign up today.
My Hinge success rate is like my Uber rating, 4%.
My life isn't a carnival, it's more of a CVS because it's full of garbage.
Oh my God, I'm so into CVS humor.
CVS humor is pretty much my bread and butter.
CVS, a Rhode Island institution. Oh. CVS, something Ryan, the like president of CVS, like has essentially purchased Rhode Island at this point. Like he's from my town in Rhode Island.
That's
and like
amazing.
Everything that University of Rhode Island is like the Ryan Center, blah, blah, blah. So we are Rhode Islanders. We are extra
A++. CVS forever.
Die for that extra care.
Don't even show me a Rite Aid.
Like, oh my God, never. When I go to Duane Reade, I'm like, why are you punishing yourself? Like, why?
Why so is everything priced like it's just like in an airport?
Right. It's so bad. You guys, it's Andy's Girls. I wish we were in a CVS right now.
If only.
If only.
One day you'll do like an on the road episode and we'll like go to a CVS.
Oh my God. Andy's Girls on tour. Just right next to all the Cetaphil. Maybe I can get like a little extra coupon. I would die. Guys, it's episode, I don't know, 82-ish. It might be 83. It could be 706 at this point.
Who could know?
Who's to say? Every day in America is a nightmare. And we're all just trying to get our way. Get ourselves
through it.
It's true.
It's amazing. I'm so happy to be joined once again by Allison Leiby, writer, comedian, Bravo dramaturg.
Yes.
Your Twitter, anytime you like mention anything Bravo, it's like it brings me so much joy.
It's such
it
a
makes
like
my heart go pitter patter.
Specific group of people will like engage
it's
with
a
it
niche.
Too.
It's like it's
I'm
niche.
Like I know exactly who understands this. Like so much oh of it, God. Like I won't even include like hashtags or like last
no,
names
because
I'm like
to.
I'm like this is only for the people
yes.
that really know.
Oh my God, and I so appreciate it. So Allison, you just worked on the President
show special.
Which just happened, and you have had some exciting... Well, first off, one of your... I don't even know. I'm, like, so not a comedian.
It's like, kind of like a bit, I guess.
Yeah,
One of
your sketches kind of. Was based and inspired by Vanderpump Rules.
My favorite Bravo show.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Shut
I know. It's, like, so much. I just love it so much. We did Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, my God.
Which is something Anthony had wanted to do from, like, day one.
Oh, my God.
And so I wrote like a full episode of it, I think. And it was just like, no, we can do like a minute.
Oh, my God.
But it felt so, like we even had, they added in the edit, like a chyron or a lower third at the bottom with like a spinning Trump that was like 3 days to the Vandertrump reunion. Like the same way that Bravo like is like constantly teasing something while you're watching it.
Where can people go? Is that still on Comedy Central? Are the clips still available?
You should be able to see at the very, I know that the clips you can like watch
in the full
pretty
episode
easily.
Maybe, like,
and the full episode, I
online.
Think you can watch it, but it's like very challenging to watch things on Comedy Central.
It's so hard. And also like, it's hard to watch stuff live, first off.
Yeah, I mean, no one does that.
I consider DVR to be live.
Yes.
And also like watching the next day on it. I mean, like people contact me the night that shows air and they're like, can you believe that so-and-so? I'm like, sweetie, I can't watch live. It's too much.
Really,
I'm like, I'm too stressed out
by it. Rarely do it. I think like sometimes when we're really in the meat of a season, like
yeah,
like a,
yeah,
like a New
that.
York, like I'm just like, like when we were leading up to the boat episode, I was watching
obviously.
Every episode live.
And everyone in America watched the boat live. It was like, you know, the Titanic is sinking because you saw a trailer for it. Like
yeah.
you had to watch it. I had to experience that live.
I mean, that whole month was kind of a blur.
It was so good just leaving. I'm still actually slightly pissed that we didn't get to see the whole. I'm
know.
Like,
you know
someone...
there's footage somewhere.
Right? Like,
there
they
is.
Had
they
to be
don't
like a lawsuit.
They don't turn those cameras off ever.
Someone was like holding on to someone else's legs as they were flailing with an iPhone to
yes.
fucking get that. And then I'm sure.
It's just like
that
under
Ramona
wraps.
Was like, I will murder all
yes.
of you. It's like if you thought I was a nightmare to work with before, wait until I sue you.
Yeah.
And that's where like, or like maybe even Bethany did. I mean, like,
who knows?
Oh my God, so much. So wait, let's go back a second.
Okay.
So while promoting the President's show.
Yeah, actually before, like it was like a little, I went to LA to work on like a little show really quick and like right after we finished writing the President's show. And Anthony was out there for something else.
Who plays Trump.
He plays Trump and is a Bravoholic.
Yeah, he was on Watch What Happens. You guys were,
yeah.
we'll talk about Watch What Happens.
Yeah, like, so we're like old friends and we both have like loved Bravo forever and have been like forcing it into our political satire
yes.
comedy shows.
Oh my God.
But he is friends with Tom and Ariana of Vanderpump Rules. And
wait, like friend?
Like friend? Like they've hung out. He's had like a wild night out with the cast.
Wait, so like he can text Tom
yeah.
Sandoval?
He texted them to set up that we went to Tom Tom.
You and him
and
went to Tom Tom.
I walked in being like, because he was like, let's get, and it was like 10:30 at night, and I'm like on the east side of Los Angeles. Tom Tom is way in West Hollywood.
Yeah, it's like
Anthony's
super
in Burbank. Where and he was like, we're going, and I was like, ugh, and I was like thinking about canceling because I thought that we were just gonna go have a drink at Tom Tom, like me and
him. Now it was like a formal dinner,
and like, well, I didn't even know that, and I was like, I want to cancel, and I was at my friend's place, and she was like, no, you want to see Anthony? Like he's done so much for me in my career. Like I was like, yeah, I want to get a drink, and like, well, I want to go to Tom Tom, and
yeah.
I might not be back in LA for a while.
Okay,
so we go and we walk in, and like Anthony says to the doorman, he's like, oh, I'm a friend of Tom Sandoval's, and I was like, okay, and then like Tom's like at the bar, and he's like, oh my God, man, you made it, and it was like. He like hugged and then he like introduced like I was just like
I would have
oh.
had a
and, like Anthony kind of like gave
orgasm.
Me a face like
are
you losing it and I was like yes I'm losing it
wait so you didn't know any of that was gonna happen?
I thought like maybe we would like see them, like I thought that they would maybe be there and like we would like chat for 5 minutes and then like it would be over, but instead like Tom like hugs him, he like I don't remember if he hugged me. I hugged everybody at the end, but like when we met, he was like, "Hey, yes. I'm Tom." And it's like, "What do you?" I'm like, "I know." Like,
P.S. Like, saying at the door that you're a friend of Tom's, like, I would say that. Like, yeah, I am a
friend
of Tom's.
Anybody could say that. Like, they and don't, I don't think it matters.
They don't know me yet,
but they will.
They will because you want, it's like, I know everything about them.
Yes.
Don't I? I feel like I do.
I feel like I do. I feel like I know as much as their friends.
I know about how they allegedly started their relationship and they're living that weird apartment. Like, yeah. I know
her family, her brother and the family drama. Right. Like, there's so much.
Oh my
but
God.
He was like, Ariana's got a table in the back, and we like go to the back. I'm like, Tom is like a, it's a Lisa restaurant, so it's like insane looking.
Yeah, it's but like it a is Disney. Like it's a it's an Epcot situation.
But the back is actually very nice because it's like half open. So like, because in LA everything could be like indoor outdoor. So
right, which I love.
You're kind of like on a patio, but like in a restaurant at the same time.
So wait, so what did you order?
So they just had some snacks, and we're like, oh, just like keep picking, and we'll just order a few more. So they just like ordered. There was like a. You know, like a spicy cauliflower.
Was there a goat cheese ball to be seen?
There was not a goat cheese ball, but there was a plate that was like a long rectangular piece of like slate. Like, you know, sometimes when you get like a cheese board or whatever.
Yeah, if
like,
I'm fancy. If
yeah,
I'm
of
fancy.
Course.
Yeah.
So it was like all these grilled vegetables, but they weren't like grilled vegetables that like necessarily made sense. So like
yes.
There was like half a grilled red onion. Just like
it was like $8.
I love onion, and I was like,
no,
I'll happily
I would
like
love
eat.
That
like, and
I'm like salt or
right
something?
With a
yeah.
little, and it's like super charred, but it's like half a grilled onion, some cauliflower that was like roasted.
Oh,
and
I'm
then,
super into that.
Me too. And like some like grilled zucchini and like, you know, one or two other things, and then at the end there's just this pile of crumbled goat cheese.
Oh my
it's just
God.
Like there.
This is my favorite thing about Lisa Vanderpump is that she puts so much time and energy in making the interiors of her restaurants like cracked out. Like it doesn't yeah. make sense. Like oh, you don't need to take the pregame
so much
drug.
Stuff in there.
Yeah, she's a big fan of stuff. Everything is like highly accessorized, highly merchandised. And then the day before her restaurants open, they're like, I guess we should serve food.
Yes,
like,
that it, truly is.
It never makes sense. It's from a box inside of a box. Allegedly, it's terrible. I can't eat any.
Yeah,
of, like,
I've read very. I've never had food at the other place.
I only
and I've
go
only
in,
just like. I went like, to Pump once and had like yeah. a cocktail. Like, so the food was all. I mean, it was all just like very what you expect from a
it's
Lisa
supposed
place.
Supposed to be terrible. I mean, like, I don't know about how the food's supposed to be at Tom Tom's, but generally,
yeah,
her food is supposed to be
my friend
atrocious.
Called, I think she went. I don't know if she went to Sir Villa Blanca, but she was like, oh, everything is a salt lick. Like, everything is so deeply yes. oversalted.
Because they don't know. They don't know.
She's not eating.
She's not eating. And I love that they, like, pretend that it's great. Like, I yeah. love back in the day on Beverly Hills when, like, every single episode had to take place in some part at Villa Blanca.
Yes.
When it was still, like, pretty, which I guess it's not supposed yeah. to be so much anymore. I mean, it's just kind of amazing. Like, she's... It's... such a good idea
yes.
for her brand
yes
to expand into like super capitalizing on anything related to Vanderpump Rules because
absolutely it's a cash cow
it's a total cash cow. And also allegedly this week or last week she may or may not be on Beverly Hills full time. Like she's refused
I know.
To
there's a lot of drama with that and I haven't fully caught up but I'm like worried.
So but actually before we get into that
yes.
so tell me oh. more about Tom and Ariana.
So,
do they seem like they are having sex with each other? Or is it a
yes.
real relationship?
Yes. Yes. It's very
he's
real.
Not,
she
okay.
is objectively the most beautiful person I've ever seen
is
in my life.
She?
In person. Like, and she's pretty on TV.
She's
but,
pretty.
But like in person, I was like,
she's
what?
Like glowing.
She's stunning. And like the hair and the makeup, she was like extra done up because she was, and it was like a Wednesday and she was like, oh, I have to do like some like SponCon Instagram stuff after this. So I'm sorry, I'm wearing so much makeup. And I was like, you're so, she's so the kind of person where I was like, oh, we would like be friends.
And she says she's a comedian or whatever.
Yeah. So that's how she knows Anthony is like that they've done some.
Oh, wait.
Some
so that's of, real.
So that's real.
I don't know why I've always.
Well, they make it
believe.
Like, and I'm like, how am I just believing Kristen for some reason?
You know what? Like, Kristen has seeped into my brain. Cause
I
yeah,
know.
Just
the she's
idea the of her
one
doing
that
improv.
Was...
I'm like, I don't know.
I know. And like, it's like, sure. And I'm like, what? I just like take Kristen's word for like. That's like the least trustworthy person in the world.
It feels like Ariana and Tom's relationship is Ariana just like doing the yes and from like
yes.
improv. Like they've been dating for so many years because she's just like, yeah, we always just say yes. We always just continue improving.
Let's
about
just
it.
Keep going. I guess we're going to move to a new apartment.
I mean.
But they were both so nice. And all the cocktails were amazing. Like the food was.
Yeah, because you eat
Lisa.
The food after you're trashed.
Yeah. But like the cocktails are like what Tom's doing. And they were all like we had like. I was just like, surprise me. I was like, bring out whatever you like and think is good. Like, I drank everything. So,
yes.
But like, I also can appreciate something that's very good. And he like brought out, like, we had like several rounds of cocktails that he were like,
shut up.
On and off menu. And then like, they brought out some like sparkling rosé at the end. And like, what? We closed the place down and they were like so warm and nice. And like, at one point,
oh my God, tell me what.
So like,
I'm
I was like staring at Anthony being like, this is the best night of my life.
Like, it's genuinely.
It genuinely was the best night of my life. And like, at one point,
I would have started crying.
At
honestly.
One point, I was hoping somebody else from the show would show up. Cause like, I assume that they all are constantly together because
of
like,
course.
It seems like they literally
yeah,
never
it's
leave
not
each other's
job.
Side.
No, no, no. They're just professionally
they're just
together.
Friends, yeah, they just like, it's just like a structured hang. Like,
oh my God.
So
what?
At one point, and it
Max is like sweeping.
Peter shows up.
Oh my God, I fucking die for Peter.
And he has like, I was always like, what's Peter's deal? Like, watching the show, you're like, who is this person?
Yeah.
And he has the most accurate edit I've ever seen. Cause like, he literally showed up, talks to Tom for 2 minutes. He has two older like European men with him. His shirt's all the way unbuttoned. And then what? He just leaves. Like, he was just like, he literally just breezes in.
He came up one day when he was like in town, I'm sure for press, came up on like Hinge. No, it wasn't Hinge. It was like
He's
Tinder.
On Tinder. I saw him on Tinder in LA like a year or two ago when
and
I was on Tinder.
And I immediately swiped right.
Me too. Hoping.
Guys, we did not match.
Yeah, I know.
I was so sad about it.
I was like, maybe he'll accidentally swipe me and then I could be like, oh my God, Peter.
And it was like really him because like the whole occupation thing said whatever the fuck the production company is.
Yeah.
That he, and I was so sad about it. Not that he's my type, but like,
no, not
it doesn't
at all.
Matter.
But it doesn't,
it doesn't matter.
He's on Bravo. Like, I
it's
need
fine.
To know about him.
We need to go to drink.
But it was like so great. Like he like, and he like hugged me and I was like, this is so weird. Like,
wait, Peter hugged
yeah,
you?
Yeah. He was like, because like we were
oh,
just
I
at
would
a table.
Hug him a little bit
We
longer.
Were like at a table. And so he was like saying, and like Tom and Ariana introduced him to Anthony and me. And he just like kind of like did a nice like, oh, nice to meet you. A little.
So did they talk at all? Because it's like they're real people. But like, yeah. Did they talk at all about the show? Were you like so
a little bit?
For
we them? Obviously weren't going to like be like, tell me everything.
I know. That's the hard thing is like you have to
all
like
I
straddle
wanted.
That line because mm-hmm. you want to like you don't want to be the person that they
of course.
Constantly have, but you need to know.
And I want them to like also like trust me so we
yeah,
can hang out again because
so
they were fun. But
oh my God.
They definitely, you know, have opinions on different people. We talked about it a little bit and we were just like, what's coming this season? And they were like, well, it all wraps with Jax and
Brittany's marriage
Brittany's,
in Kentucky.
Engagement party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I think is what we were seeing in that trailer is like that they're using to cut in between.
Right.
Which
Lisa's
is like Lisa's speech.
Speech
is an engagement party.
Wait, it's not going to end with the wedding because the wedding has been booked. They're still
Wait.
Filming, right?
No, they're not filming. I think they're done.
Oh,
when I was
no.
There, when I was there in August, I was there at the end of August and I think they had like a couple weeks left.
Shit. So it'll end.
Because it starts airing like.
In a
month.
In, yeah, like legit
December
in a month. So then maybe next season, not this upcoming season, will start with the
with
wedding.
With the wedding, yeah. Or there's or they're filming like a one-off 6-episode like
spin-off?
Lead up to the wedding.
Oh, my
and
God.
Wedding. Like, it's like, how much did we hate Jax and Brittany go country or whatever
it was? I didn't
watch
it not once.
I watched every episode and was like, I hate this. And then you find out that the whole thing took place in like 8 days and you're like, oh my God, you made it seem like it was like 2 months. They were literally there for like a week and a half.
Can I please tell you, total sidebar, did you hear about that show Welcome to Waverly that has come and gone?
Oh yeah, what is that? I saw it on like the homepage for Bravo when I was like looking for like episodes and I was like, what's this?
It premiered and ended last week. It was 4 episodes long. I was
no.
like, I'm not, it was like sort of like their version of The Real World, but like super political where they picked a couple people from like totally different areas in the country and flew them to Waverly. I've already forgotten the fucking state. Oh, fucking, what am I talking about? The I got very Italian
very.
Just then. Aggressively Italian. Waverly, Kentucky, I'm going to say, or like Oklahoma. I watched the show. I should know this.
Yeah.
It's called Welcome to Waverly and I've already forgotten. But like flew them to like a super small red town to like interact. It was like mostly progressives, like mostly people voting blue, being forced to interact with people voting red. And it was like, look, we're also people.
No.
And it was actually not, it wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible.
Okay.
But it also premiered similar to Jax and Brittany. It was like done in a second, like
yeah.
literally opened and closed.
Like relationship?
Which I also couldn't get
Oh,
into.
I thought it's the worst thing I've ever seen on television. And my friend Megan and I watched every episode.
Now, I mean, what are your thoughts on Shep?
What a loser.
He's not great.
I like don't understand. anything about him, and he really is awful. I'm just like, you're just not enough of anything. Like, he's not good looking enough. I don't think he's that rich. Like,
I think he's rich enough. I think he's got some trust.
I think so, but I don't think it's like crazy.
No, it's not like probably not like T-Rav. Like, I think T-Rav probably has more family money than Shep does, but I think it's significant. I think he has a trust.
But he's also not successful or good at anything.
He doesn't need to be because he's got that trust. He's got like a couple trusts.
But like, he's also like, he's not that funny and he's not that smart. He thinks he's a genius because he like knows one Shakespeare play.
Right. He reads a lot, which is like,
he reads so much. He's like, I am actually a genius. And it's like, I don't know if you finished high school.
I think that's actually why Andy like likes him the most.
He went to like Vanderbilt or something.
Which is good. I don't know.
I know.
It's a thing. It's like the South. Like, who knows?
Everything that happens below Washington, D.C. doesn't really matter. I'll be honest.
I just get confused by all of it because I'm a New England girl.
Yeah.
So wait. So anyway. Continuing. So what do you think? Did you exchange numbers with Tom and Ariana?
No, of course. But
did you follow them? Did you send them did you slide into their DMs?
I followed both. I had not followed the. I don't follow a ton of like
Bravo people
okay. on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay.
And I followed both of them on both.
And did they like?
No. I'm sure, but like also like they can't keep track of that. Like no, they have like. True. Hundreds of thousands of followers, like one new one. They're not like, oh, that's that girl that like came to dinner with us. Like they're not.
Oh my God.
But they were both so nice. And I was like, truly, I was like, okay, I've like had opinions in the past on like different things on the show. And I'm like, I just, now I'm with you guys on whatever you say.
Oh, I'm so intrigued.
Which I was very surprised by.
Now, question for you about Tom Toms. So we saw the Pump Rules trailer, which came out this week. Phenomenal.
I mean, what a trailer. What a journey.
What a journey. What a voyage we are about to undertake on your absolute favorite Bravo show. It's going to be magical. So question for you. Is there a picture when you walk into Tom Tom's of the Toms kissing?
I want to say that was there, but then I don't remember. Like,
oh my God, I would take so many selfies
there
in front of that.
There was so much going on. And we were just like walking toward, like, I didn't have a ton of time to like take in what's happening in the main area because we literally like
went straight
walked
to
up
back.
To Tom and we walked right to the back.
So VIP.
It was amazing. It felt like I was like, oh, this is what it feels like to be like famous.
Do you think they're not going to bartend there? Are they?
I think that.
Are they? Is it real?
I think
is it like
Tom
a real
is,
business?
I think Sandoval is kind of supervising the cocktail stuff.
And Schwartz
I don't
is
think
at
that
home
he's
watching.
Like back there like slinging drinks and like.
Putting, yeah.
But I think he's coming up with stuff and okay. like working with the menu. And I think he's kind of walks around as the mayor. That's like kind of the vibe I get.
Yeah.
And then I think Schwartz probably shows up and does that sometimes.
Schwartz is like associate mayor.
I mean,
like, I don't even see him showing. Oh, yeah, I guess he would.
I guess
he would show up.
It's like, why wasn't he there? Like, it was like a Wednesday night. The police
why
was like
he
kinda
there when
hopping.
You were there?
Like, why wasn't he there?
What is he busy doing?
I don't know. Very little, I think.
God, I love him. The whole thing with that trailer that I find so intriguing is him like snapping back at Katie, which I found unexpected.
He's never done.
He has never done, but also like I could see him growing to be an asshole. Like I think he's been a puppy for so long
that like the transition isn't going to be like puppy to like self-sufficient man.
No,
it's going to
be
like puppy
be, like,
to like
angry fucking dog.
Jerk.
Right. Yeah. So interesting. So wait, question for you. Continuing on your Bravo journey. So to promote the present show special.
Yes.
You went to Bravo Mecca.
Watch What Happens Live.
So Anthony was a guest.
He was a guest with none other than Orange County's Heather Dubrow.
Oh, that's right.
Who like. I mean, what an incredible, and I was like, has there ever been another housewife who's not been on a franchise anymore and comes back and is on panel? I mean, she was promoting an insane book of some kind.
I mean, she has that weird guinea pig book where it's like they tell you not to eat ever. Interval eating.
Yeah, it's like
just like don't ever eat.
Like the normal thing is like intermittent fasting. And she's like, well, it's intermittent eating. And I'm like, that sounds like so much less eating than fasting.
Right.
She's so tiny.
She doesn't look well, like not to like.
She's a little too thin. I would like to see Heather eat a little bit more.
But I don't want to get.
She looked amazing.
I just don't want to get like diet advice from her because I think she's like one of those women who's naturally thin. Like I would rather buy a book from Shannon, frankly. Shannon loses some weight if she wants to. And then, you know, like she has been. She's on her like wellness journey. Then she writes a fucking book about it. I mean, I die for Shannon, so I would. But
too.
I would
I'd rather read that. That to me is probably more helpful.
Right. And Bethany writing her.
I don't need Bethany writing.
Because they're naturally thin, yeah. Plus whatever.
And then also just not eating
non-herbal
much.
Supplements those bitches are taking, yes. To like stay 75 pounds. I just don't need it. Like, no. I don't need a plastic surgeon.
No.
Telling me.
Terry was there.
Okay, so tell me about Terry, because his face looks. I've watched every single episode of her, like, Inside, yes. My House, like, mega series on YouTube.
Oh my God, she's so insane.
I literally just watched the tour of Terry's office, and I wanted to kill myself.
She was so fun and funny, though, and, like, came into the... Because, like, I just sat in Anthony's dressing room with our friend Emily,
okay.
And the Comedy Central publicist, and we were just, like, drinking and chatting during the show, like, watching it on screens. Okay. They were like, want to come to the audience? And we were like, no.
Yeah, that way you can talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Which is nice. But like before we started, they just started taping, like she came in and like introduced herself.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was just like, I'm such a huge fan of like you on the show. I thought you were great. And she was just like, oh my God, thank you. Like she was just like very nice. She's so beautiful in person. But and she was on TV for this, but it's like a lot of makeup.
She comes off as cold. Now, cold can be super entertaining and yes. Funny, but also she comes off as cold severe.
Yeah.
And because she had that whole back and forth with... Jeff from Flipping Out with Jeff Lewis, I just kind of felt like on Jeff's side, like I could imagine her being a dick. Like they got into this big epic brawl and whatever about her being like rude to some service people at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And so I bought into that, but I'd like to think that she's like not.
Yeah.
She
was very, with us, she was very warm and like, I mean, obviously there's like a little bit of like, oh, you're in the green room. Like, I don't have to be as worried about like who you are. Like, you're clearly like a friend of this other person who's also on the show. So there's a little bit of like that, but she was very warm. She's very beautiful. She was funny.
Yeah.
She was being funny.
She's quick. She's very quick.
She's smart, I think.
Yeah. No, she's super
like,
smart.
Like, the smartest of Orange County is,
yeah.
I mean,
that's a little
what
hard.
A race to the bottom. But she is like, you could tell, like, she like kind of was like, you know, it's me, Anthony, and Emily. We're like, we're comedy writers and performers. And like, we are kind of just like constantly riffing. And she came in and like,
she could keep up.
She was keeping up. And I was like, all right.
So what was Terry like?
I never got to really talk to, but he kept like just kind of hovering around and he was wearing a leather jacket.
Of course he was.
And I was just like, my friend Emily and I were like holding hands and I was like, Terry's here. Like, he sat in the audience. I think they cut to him
at one point.
But it was just like crazy. Like, and they seem like they were there having a good time together, drinking champs and like, you know.
Honestly, drinking Colette. Did they bring their own bottle of Colette?
I think they had two friends that were winemakers who their guests were.
Oh, God.
So I think they brought some of their own. If I'm not mistaken. I don't know.
So that's much their network and their friends and the amount of
friends looked like real just, oh, of course, these are
like
your friends.
Bajillionaires.
Yeah.
So
rich.
They had to like debate whose jet was going to fly them to New York for this like fun little weekend of whatever. I just wonder. So their house looks like a Four Seasons from Denver. Like it's like huge ceilings, sort of like one big Batman New Money mega cave.
Ugh.
It's decorated within an inch of its life. Everything has sparkle or shine or texture.
No.
It's all like gray and whatever the opposite of unassuming would be. It's so
very assuming. Assuming.
It is so assuming. And it took them however long to build it. I mean, it's just such a big cave.
Yeah. I haven't watched any of it.
Every episode.
I need to just because like I've been so curious about this house for years.
Yeah.
How does it compare to like Dorit and Piquet's house?
I mean, there is no comparison.
I hate that house more than anything on this planet.
You mean their rental?
Their
since
rental
they don't actually
house.
Own it and it's being
their
sold?
Giant rental house.
It's, I mean, Dorit and
is
Piquet.
It bigger?
Oh, it's like 10 times the size.
Wow.
Like her entryway, it makes me uncomfortable. Like looking at the size of her office.
And they have what, like two kids? Like
they have twins. They have four. They have
still
twins and then two daughters. They have Coco, who is the mistake. Oh, yeah. The fourth child.
Oh, right.
Who was the accident. It's just such a monstrosity. But
it's so weird because I don't get that vibe from Heather in how she does herself.
Yeah, she's like very.
She's pretty like she was wearing just like a cute little like two-piece like leather, like navy blue leather sleeveless, like pencil skirt and crop top that like looked like a little sheath and like a
They're very a heel. Sleek. They're sort of minimalist. They're extremely modern contemporary.
Yes.
They're both a little bit glam in sort of strange ways. And the house is like an aberration of that. Like it's just it looms so large. It just like it's I can't even describe it. And then at one point she was just like made a, like a side comment about like, oh, and here's a fancy ice. And I was like, no, wait, I want to see more of the ice. Like, I don't need to see the rocks that they've framed in Terry's office. And she was like, he doesn't use the office. He's a doctor. We like made it for resale, which I understand. But I also kept thinking, who's buying that house? That house is so, so overproduced.
Also, where are you going?
Well, that's what I was thinking. As soon as she said
that's a strange thing to say.
And Terry was sort of speaking in past tense when he was like, my favorite thing about this house was like, I just feel like they're ready to sell it to some like Saudi bajillionaire and then do this again.
Those people don't want to be in Orange County. Like, that's what's so weird about that kind of house is like, if you're like, you know, some Russian oil magnate, like you're buying New York real estate or Los Angeles or like Beverly Hills
or Candy Spelling's place, which is in Beverly Hills or wherever the fuck it was.
Right. So it's like, but like going into Orange County really sound like where that, like, I'm just like, who is the buyer for that house? I want to know who they think the buyer is for that house.
It makes me so uncomfortable, but also like I look forward to each episode. She's starting to do giveaways and her giveaway on the thing was like coasters or something. I don't know. I might enter it. She's had coasters.
I don't know. I might enter it. It's not a big deal. I already did. It's fine.
She has coasters in every room, including her children's rooms, even though the furniture or something, I like can't keep up with it, but the furniture, like, you don't need coasters because it's all like so beautiful and well done or whatever, but like she has them anyway. And she's like, isn't it so interesting that like the only two people on the face of the planet that love coasters are like myself and my designer? And I was like,
what?
It doesn't make sense, but I need
it. I want them.
I know. I like,
what do they look like?
All the coasters are all different. There were tons of different like mini shots of like all the different coasters. It's just, it's a lot. It's going to be a 47 part video series if part three was Terry's office. Like, wow. It's never going to be done. I guess it's just endless content.
Oh my God.
And there's a drone shot at the beginning and the end. No. And there's a gong that she bangs to like introduce.
What's the
terrible,
property like? Is it on what? Does it have a view? Is it on water?
It's on that fucking big hill or whatever. Remember when they did that like party?
That's right.
It's terrible. I hate it.
I hate big houses in general.
It's just too big. It's too big.
That's just like, do anything else with that money.
Right. And how does he have all that money? I don't know
how
fancy
very
people live.
Confusing.
But that house is worth tens of millions of dollars. That's like at least a $20 million
because
house.
Because like Orange County's not a cheap place to have.
Right.
That.
So like the plot alone
and the finishes
are all crazy.
And then like you have to cool it and heat it. Like,
yeah, I can't imagine what those bills are like.
No.
I mean, it's very scary. But like, where did that money come from? Did they make, they've always
is
seemed
he
like.
Was he doing that well? Is she from money?
I think that she was probably from money. Then she started performing or whatever. But I don't know how much money she's actually making from
that.
She
made a lot of
money
performing.
Still making a lot of money. And then he, I guess, has been doing
well.
He does well. And now they have all of these TV shows. And I think he's probably making more money with Botch than she ever made with Housewives.
Right. And doesn't he license products or something? Like,
right.
I think
then they
some
have
product
like skincare
lines.
Stuff. Cause then she was flying out to wherever the fuck
right.
she was going.
And I think that's where a lot of the like confusing housewife money comes from, products.
Right. If they like make a good deal or you could like sexy J Sonia Morgan yourself and just throw your name on something, but you don't actually own anything.
Right.
Any part of it. And
you just
and then
get
you're
like
screwed.
Royalties
licensing
or
whatever.
Yeah.
It's not like, like legit,
like a real business.
Right. No, it's like her apparel, which allegedly comes without tags. I read that. Like, it doesn't come it just like comes in a box or whatever without a clothing tag, which makes me so sad for
that's
Sonia.
Such a bummer. I want Sonia.
Sonia Morgan, New York.
I know. I want her to be okay.
I know, it's so bad. So we're talking about so much, so I into it. Let's go back to Vanderpump Rules for a second. So what are your thoughts on the trailer?
I mean, I think it's interesting how much of James's girlfriend, Raquel, we see.
Why is Raquel?
I mean, she got like
is this her trial run to be like a real
10% of the FaceTime is her.
How did that happen?
And she like, and in past seasons, I've been like, is anyone less interesting than this girl?
Not a single
She's
person.
She's a pageant queen.
She got more time than Billy Lee, which I was I like,
Billy
shocking.
Lee, we just got the back of her head screaming at someone.
Who was she? She was like chasing after, Lala, I want to say.
Yeah, which was very surprising because I felt like in the previous season,
Lala
they were
stuck up for her.
Buds and like had each other's back. So I'm very curious as to what happens there. I'm curious what happened with her and Ariana's brother. Remember they went on that date? Or there was like that stuff at the end. I'm like,
that was very uncomfortable.
Very strange.
There was some weirdness with her brother.
Yeah. And then at the wedding or whatever. Or no, all that stuff was like a lot. I was like, this is a lot.
Coming onto a lot of people or something. It was strange to me. And then like the women were trying to like warn her, which she took the wrong way.
Yeah. And then it was all, yeah, right. She was, yeah. Which I'm like,
I think Billy's a little thirsty.
I think so too. For screen time.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm super into Lala being, who said,
I love Lala.
Oh my God. Someone, you might have been the one to make this recommendation. Someone said that Lala should have been added to like Beverly Hills or something because she's now becoming a real housewife.
Yeah. She's very housewifey. She's not very, she's more housewife than Vanderpump, I feel.
Yeah, totally agree. And
the
I think
older rich husband. Also, like, is her engagement going to be part of the season? I need to know.
Is he going to her fiance? Because he's always kind of been in the background. I think
I wonder if he's going to be more. Right. I'm sure he's not on camera.
I mean, I feel like he sort of has to be for that
I
moment.
Know.
Who
unless
knows?
It's not, unless it's something where like we don't get footage and it's like just people talking about it.
Here's a question. Where does he have his, he's allegedly, I just forgot
I
his
think
name.
He's a producer.
He's a film producer, but he like produced that Gotti movie, which is supposed to be like one of the worst movies ever made. The John Travolta thing.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, brought to
I don't
Cannes
know.
Somehow.
I don't know what his real deal is.
Because she's on a private jet. Every 35 seconds, she's living.
He's
like
close
a, such
with
a life.
Is he close with Russell Simmons or something?
Oh God!
There's some like
weird
big person that he's like tight with, and like they probably do business together of some kind that
oh,
like
God,
leads
that
to.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
I know. I'm like, Lala, what are you doing? Like,
she's living her.
It's
best
like
life.
You're it's making like, a lot of money. Like doing
I mean, now
you.
She is
right.
And part of her making a lot of money
is
because of
she
her storyline. And like now it's.
I want
it's
her to weird. Not. I mean, like, or I want her to be happy with him, which I just don't know if that's the reality.
I mean, I was super into her whole like girl power fake feminist
yes.
situation. Like, I loved it. I thought it was really great.
It
and
was
I,
fun.
Totally. And it tied in really well with Southern Charm.
Yes.
And their plot lines last year. Like, I thought it worked really well. And it felt a little bit in the trailer like, not that she's moving away from that, but she's kind of becoming like the grand dame
yes.
of Vanderpump Rules. And I'm curious how that will work out
I'm
for
not
her.
Sure. I wonder how we'll feel about her come end of season. And
yeah,
I want to
know
what her, like,
know.
Clearly her and James have like a blowout.
Yeah.
Something happens. I mean, it looks like Lisa's going to take away See You Next Tuesday from him at some point because he was like
yeah, crying,
sobbing. It's like how many times are we going to have to see James pleading for his job
oh my God.
In tears
and
from Lisa
like,
because he did something objectively terrible.
He's like a busser on probation that sometimes like turns on his laptop and goes to iTunes and like goes to Spotify and he just like presses a song and it's very important.
His music is unlistenable.
Oh,
like,
God, I love it.
It's so bad. I'm like, I wish we could have seen all of Lala's performance. It was only 15 minutes. I feel like we could have seen all of her songs when she did that showcase last season that Stassi planned.
But Stassi was like, she's so good. She's so talented. I'm like, unlike Sheena. She's like really killing it.
Sheena sucks so bad. Her singing Good as Gold. I mean, I just, in an 80s outfit, that's the only thing we see about Sheena for the entire season premiere.
I think Sheena, who at one point was one of the leads of the show, is kind of getting pushed out. Like, she's sort of being replaced by Lala.
Yeah.
Like, Sheena wanted to grow up and become who Lala now is.
Yes.
Which is like taking care of woman with a husband or whatever, like married, happily married with a capital M, living her best life. Fake
are Sheena and Rob done? They broke up like right after last season.
Yeah.
Right?
And then she was, I don't know. Then he like went on his own little press tour or whatever. I think they broke up between last season and the reunion.
Oh, the reunion. That's right. Because she was broken up with him by then.
Yeah. So I don't know what her datings. And then Stassi has a boyfriend who's now allegedly
a new boyfriend.
Yeah. Who's like a cast member now too or whatever.
I mean, that's a lot. But it's like anything to not be. What was his name? That other guy. Her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, Yeah.
What's his name? His face? Oh, God.
Jeremy,
this is like,
Josh, it's Patrick.
Patrick. There we go. I was like, it's a J name. Patrick.
oh, God. He was the devil.
He's one of the worst people I've seen on TV in a long time.
God bless Vanderpump Rules for introducing us to so many terrible monsters. Human beings. And they all kind of look the same.
Yes.
Which I love.
It's really amazing. Oh, they've all just done so much to themselves that like the women and the men are all starting to look just like one person.
Oh my God. It's like when women work together. When women live together at some point, you know, your body's just kind of like
sync up.
Yeah. It's sort of the same with the bodies on Pump Rules. And God bless
everybody's tanning and Botox is aligning.
It's such a special treat. But what I wanted to get your thoughts on specific to Pump Rules before we talk about Dallas and OC. Yes. Guys, it's been like it's going to be like a full hour of us talking about.
Good.
I love it. So LVP allegedly is no more, or she's refused to film Beverly
she
Hills.
She won't film with Dorit. Right?
She will not film or interact with anyone else in the cast, including refusing to go to Camille's wedding, refusing to go on any of these side trips they're taking. I don't know if they've already been on their major trip. If they did, I doubt she was there.
Yeah.
So allegedly, Dorit adopted a dog from Vanderpump Dogs. Dog didn't work out. Dorit returned the dog. They gave Dorit a replacement dog. Dorit wanted to get rid of the dog. It was like, I don't know, biting her kids or whatever. Whatever the reason.
Sometimes you can't have a dog in your giant ugly house.
Right. She couldn't afford the kibble. She really wanted some of Cam's dog food on Dallas and didn't work out. So she, instead of returning that second dog to Vanderpump Dogs, a friend of hers or something dropped off that dog at a shelter that ended up being a kill shelter.
Oh, and I could see that not sitting well with Lisa.
100%. And so Lisa flipped a shit about it. But here's where I get confused. Because if Lisa could very easily bury Dorit in this. Dorit is desperate to stay on the show.
Yes.
Has stuck her head so far up Lisa's ass that Lisa could have made like.
I feel like she could have called Andy. She could have been like, it's over. She's gone.
Totally. Or at least made her look really bad. And I think the public would be on her side because, that's extremely shitty. And it looks really, really bad for Dorit. Instead of her doing that, or maybe in addition to her doing that and initially, LVP just immediately was like, I'm not doing the show anymore. So no one.
Interesting.
And she's refused to do promo shoots with these women. Like Lisa Rinna and Erica were talking.
Lisa Rinna is my favorite Instagram follow of all of the Bravo people.
Oh, she's so good. And
her Instagram is amazing.
It's so good. And she dresses Erica Jane for Halloween. And it's the best costume I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love it.
So they both were talking about the fact that they were doing the cast promo shoot. And Lisa refused to stand next to them and had to be shot separately. Like, it's
But also, like, if that's like what happened with Dorit, like, why? What's her beef with everyone else? Like, that's what's confusing to me.
Oh, so here's the second part of it. So then one of them, I guess, accused Lisa of selling a story about this happening to Radar Online, which echoed Adrienne Maloof back in the day saying you sell stuff to Radar Online. And she's like, I bet my life. I bet my kid's life. Yeah. I never did it. How dare you? Blah, blah, blah. Which was such a fabulous reunion. It was magical. So she was like, no, I never would. I even said on like TMZ that I was defending Dorit or something. Meanwhile, I think the confusion is everyone is saying that Lisa sold a story to Radar Online, and I don't think she's selling shit. I think she's leaking stuff, as they all are.
Yeah, they're all constantly. I mean,
totally. They're
look at the relationship
the
to Page Six that Sonia and Tinsley and Bethany and all
Luann.
Luann.
The relationship that Dorinda, Luann and Dorinda especially have at Page Six is so strong. They were just in it.
They like show up at the office and they're like, hey, what can we do?
No, just like texting. They have someone saved as Page Six in their phone, which is for sure misspelled. So then the women were accusing Lisa of that, and I think Lisa didn't want that to be an arc on the show of like, I'm selling my friends out to like the tabloid and the press or whatever.
Okay.
And so then she was like, enough, refused to film. And now I'm thinking, is she like doing a full Maloof where she'll refuse to go to the reunion and then that's done? Because they set that precedent with Adrienne Maloof. When Adrienne Maloof refused to show up at the reunion, it wasn't like she had like a mental health breakdown like Jacqueline allegedly on Jersey. Like she refused to show up. She didn't want to
Luann being in rehab.
I know. Poor Lou. Pray for Lou.
I pray for her all the time.
Amen. So it's like she's choosing not to do this. And also she's genuinely refusing not to shoot with her cast.
If you won't shoot with people, then you're not on the show.
But how is that going to work with Vanderpump Rules?
Like, I mean, that concerns me.
Like, can she quit and or be fired from Beverly Hills in this fashion and still maintain her power on Pump Rules? Is that what she's doing?
I don't know. I know that, like, Vanderpump is its own, Pump Rules is its own thing now. It's, like, yeah. So, like, it stands on its own. It doesn't require, it's not like a spinoff show. It's yeah. its own thing. So yeah. in terms of, like, the show existing, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what the rules are with Andy. Like, I don't know what Andy would think.
Yeah, and I also feel like if I was someone at Bravo HQ, I would have a bitter taste in my mouth with this bitch not
absolutely
refusing, because that could fuck up the whole season.
Yeah.
And also, it's going to be so much worse for her because everyone the full season is going to talk about this.
Right.
And how's the fucking press tour going to work for this or for right. Pump Rules, which is next month? I mean, like, she's going to do interviews now. Everyone's going to want to talk about this. How right. is that going to work out?
I'm very, very concerned.
I'm very concerned. Please do not, Lisa Vanderpump, jeopardize our beloved
Pump Rules.
These are
two important franchises.
These are two very important franchises. One of them is better than the other, and I think mm-hmm. we can both agree which one that is.
Yes.
Okay, so let's take 5 seconds.
talk about this week.
And talk about this week. I feel like so much has happened in the news. First off, I just have to say, before we talk about this week, shout out to Countess Luann de Lesseps for inspiring the firing and beheading of Megyn Kelly on NBC.
Yes.
Literally.
She really did lay the groundwork.
By dressing in blackface, which is, guys, what Luann did,
yep.
whether or not that is, she wore an afro.
Yes.
She had extra bronzer.
Yeah. She was like very tan.
She was super tan. That led to Megyn Kelly's now infamous is in blackface
exit from
grade.
NBC. Yeah.
So kudos to Luann doing God's work.
I mean,
continuing.
She's so important. She's so culturally so relevant important. At all times. I love her so much.
She is like
for me a top five Bravo personalities.
Who's your top five of all time? It doesn't have to be in order. We can't do anything in order. It's
no
like
nothing
so,
is
so
I mean like
so
it's
hard.
They
Life
would
is
most
enough.
They would mostly be women of New York
because it's the best
because
guys,
it's the best,
best.
And they
it's
bring
so consistent.
It and they're so interesting, like
yes
it's
and
like
they're
even,
so crazy.
Even the ones I don't like, I like more than most of my favorites everywhere else.
Oh,
like,
we love it. Okay, so with that being said, who's your top five
in no order, and we're just talking Housewives, not Southern Charm, not Vanderpump,
no.
not Summer House. I watch that. Also, it would be none of them. They're all terrible.
Oh no, the twins. Steven's actually really good. Rest in peace. You got
all of you. Luann.
Okay,
Luann. Dorinda.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's so hard.
Jill.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Jill. Jill is a star.
Jill for days.
I love her so much. I got to put Erica Jane in there. I think she's been
really
last season. I was very underwhelmed by her.
Yeah, she had a bad season.
She had a bad season, but all of her seasons leading up, I thought were so good.
Yeah, they've been good.
She's a breath of fresh air for a franchise that is very old and tired.
Absolutely.
I think.
So we got three New York, one Erica Jane. Do you want to throw Atlanta in there? We can pretend that you're choosing someone from New Jersey.
Sure.
Dallas, you just watched.
I just watched
OC,
Dallas.
Beverly
OC.
Hills.
I feel like there's an OC person I would put
Potomac.
In there, but like someone who's gone. You know what I mean? Like, ugh. Like, not Jesus Jugs and not, you know, like not Lydia.
Not Alexis,
and like,
not Lydia.
But like
Megan, maybe?
I mean, Gina was great. Lynn was insane. Like, I didn't like her, but she made like really good television.
The cuff?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
She was like
that curtain cuff.
Oh my god, those cuffs. And like so all of her tennis and her like crazy ass kids. Like
yes.
I don't know. There was something about her that like I think because she's so deeply of where she is,
mm-hmm.
she's so Orange County.
Yeah. Like, she didn't know that she was a grifter. Someone had to tell her.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's good.
Yeah, that is. That's a good one. Would you put Lynn Curtin as your fifth?
I don't know. I don't think I could.
Maybe
but
just
like,
the cuff. Maybe the bangle.
Just a cuff. Yeah, just
okay.
a cuff.
Leave
and that
just open.
Space between her two giant fake tits. That are always exposed in those going out tops
so
from
much,
sky.
Too much time in a sunbed. There was a lot going on there. That's amazing. I don't even know what my it's hard because
it changes
it's so,
every season.
It changes every season, and it's again, I agree, it's weighed and weighted so heavily toward New York that it's hard for me not to just name the cast of New York.
Yeah, just it's like hard. All my faves from there.
Yeah. I have to say maybe the most important housewives, like the ones that for me, for not even for like the culture, but just for me from like a spiritual perspective, Shannon Bador.
Oh yeah, Shannon.
Who we're going to talk about.
But which like I'm having some issues with Shannon.
Rest in peace. We'll talk about that in 2 seconds. I'm going to say Bethany because I think she's important even though
she is important.
We're fighting right now and I don't know that that fight is ever going to end.
I don't think it will.
Dorinda. Right? Dorinda. Dorinda's so good. Oh, God. I don't know. I feel weird about putting Luann in there. I might say Ramona.
Oh, Ramona.
No, it's too much. Guys, I'm giving up.
I know.
It's
and it's like, what, am I not going to include Sonia? Like,
right, because it's like
there's
it's
so much.
Right. I might throw like, guys, this is like the worst list I've ever done in my life.
I know. I'm putting like a Nene in there.
Yeah,
like,
I'm thinking like a Nene, somebody from Atlanta. Yeah, I'm going to think about that. Guys, your homework is send us your top five.
Yeah, I want to hear people's top five and some reasoning.
So let's talk about the lack of reason on this week's OC.
So,
and also the journey, the ballad, the sad, the sweet song,
the swan
sad
song
of
Shannon.
Of Shannon Bador.
I mean,
the love of my life, Shannon Bador.
I love her. So, what, like, the problem with Shannon is, like, she used to be so fun.
Yeah.
And, like, this, like, and being negative doesn't mean you, like, you can be, like, down on, like, super negative and insulting and, like, still be fun. And she's just kind of like, I don't want, like, whatever's happening with her is making her not only mean and nasty, but also withdrawn.
Yeah.
So she's not like, and get like, you need to be there.
Right. Like, you need to yell at these women about how they're hurting your feelings. You don't just get to say, like, turn off my mic and walk away.
Right. You can't just be like, I'm going to sit on the bus. And it's like, what? They're all everybody's on this weird boat trip. You're all sitting around this bar. You're going to go sit.
And you're
bus?
Playing into what Emily and Gina are saying, which is you refuse to interact with us. And also, these are new women who like want to be on this show. So maybe you guys should all work together at your jobs, which is, you know, filming this reality show for our benefit.
Also, just like for self-interest, like Shannon should have relationships with them, either positive or negative, just to keep her relevant.
So I asked on an Insta poll this week, who is a better friend, Shannon or Tamara? And I like very specifically said, you can't just think about this week. You have to say overall, because I was totally waiting it. You know, it came back Team Shannon. It wasn't, I don't think, a huge majority.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Shannon has a couple problems. One is that she is like dealing with probably situational depression, which is a phrase I just learned about this week for my own mental health.
Ooh.
And it doesn't mean that she's like been dealing with this her whole life, but obviously what's going on with her and David, and also what's going on with her concept of herself as a divorced woman, is her universe right now. Like, her universe, which obviously includes her kids and that fucking magical perfect dog Archie, who I like love.
And I have a picture of Archie. I have a screenshot like on my phone of like her hugging Archie, and Archie
just
looking at the camera like,
save me,
please somebody get me out of here. And like, and he gets like a Chiron, and it's like, Archie, Shannon's dog. It's so funny.
That dog is like the perfect therapy dog of all time.
All pet B-roll and reaction shots on Bravo are like
so good.
The editors are so good.
They're so talented. So I feel like Shannon is dealing with that. And then Shannon is dealing with people who are her friends, but they're also her co-stars.
Right.
And so Tamara's goal in life isn't necessarily to like ensure Shannon is staying stable with mental health.
Right.
It's to sometimes gaslight her for the benefit of Tamara's job as a paid cast member on a nationally recognized, internationally known franchise.
Like,
the OG of the OC, you know, spectacular, which is RHOC. And I feel like that's not a great combination for Shannon as a housewife and also as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Tamara, who's done this several times before to every single person she has had as a friend on this show or an enemy. Alexis, Heather Dubrow, Vicky, the list goes on and on. She always does this where she gets close to someone and then she either self-sabotages because of her own shit or she knows that turning against them will lead to some big explosion.
Tamara is very broken. Even though it seems like right now she's like, I love my husband. We have our business. It's Tamara sucks. She is so broken and so awful.
Right. And I feel like some of the responsibility, even though like Shannon is responsible for herself, watching Tamara manipulate these other women mm-hmm. into thinking that Tamara's friendship with Shannon is much rockier than has been communicated to Shannon. Like Shannon's thinking like, we already got through this. Like, I'm just trying to get through the day. And, you know, I want to have the fun night. And then these women are like, listen, we've spent the day talking about how shitty you are.
Right.
You very truly have not done an adequate job of being open to us in any way. It hurts our feelings. And instead of Shannon being like, I hear you and let's have a fun moment, because she has so many triggers, she's like a walking wound right now.
Yes.
She has so many triggers, she just flipped out. And Tamara fed into it. Tamara was like very aggressive with her from the start of this.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's just because she's tired. I think Tamara has a vested interest in Shannon losing her mind.
I think she's ready to fight with Shannon.
Yeah.
And she's been gearing up to this. And now that she and Vicky and she and Kelly and she and these new girls are getting along, she can afford to fight with Shannon.
I kept on thinking about that, the moments with Tamara and Heather fighting about what was it like called, like Good Day LA or like Good Morning LA?
Oh yeah.
When Heather used to guest co-host and asked Tamara to like be on it with Eddie with like Cut Fitness or something, but she didn't mention it in some other way. And so Tamara's on the set of this like big morning show in LA, and instead of being grateful, she's like pissed at Heather for not doing like 10 other things.
Right.
And it felt sort of in some way for me, it just felt kind of similar where I'm like,
yeah, Tamara's only looking out for Tamara.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Right. And it also felt like she was doing a really bad job. If I was in that situation with Shannon, knowing that Shannon is like deaf, dumb and blind right now, like
she
is super unstable, I wouldn't add fuel to the fire. And that's all that I felt like Tamara was doing, which is really unfortunate. And then counteract that with Gina,
right,
who's been so great, who's such a light for the show, who
I like both Emily and Gina.
I mean, I like Emily as a person, and I thought the storyline and the hearing that, you know, Gina's a trigger for Shannon and Shannon's a trigger for Emily, and watching that play out in different ways was fascinating.
Yes.
I don't think that Emily is a good housewife. I don't think that she's, if she had an opportunity, I don't see that on screen. Aside from her saying, I'm going to like fucking kill you, which was fantastic.
Yes.
I don't think she's as interesting as her disgusting husband. And I don't know how she'll survive next season. I think that Gina could be great, but I also think that Gina was fed too much by Tamara.
That's
so the way
thing
that she was communicating wasn't terrific.
Natural.
Right.
And also, like, I think that the problem is, like, they both came in the same season and they're both kind of like fun and light. And I think that everyone, like, Tamara, Vicky, and Shannon are very down and dark right now. I guess, like, not Vicky, but Vicky's always just like, I mean, she's like 62. It's like, what are we doing?
Well, Vicky is like so in love, so happy. So you know that she's like secretly down.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So she's like unhappy and her face is melting off of her when she leaves the country. These women should never leave Orange County, California. Like, they're not equipped to do it. Their bodies aren't ready for any other climates.
They're really
manufactured to stay in like a dry, warm space forever.
Yes.
But like, I mean, Kelly is the bridge, I think. She's the, like, Kelly this season, I am loving her.
Yeah, tell me everything.
She's amazing. Like, I love the stuff with her daughters that she's, it's like, even if it's like self-serving and kind of just like for show, I'm like, it doesn't mean you didn't go there and do that. And I think that her daughter's reaction was sincere. And like, I don't think that she was fed to do that. Like,
it didn't feel to me, honestly, in any way self-serving.
Like,
it felt
I think she was like, I want to do this with my kids.
Yeah. I want to like teach her like this is how you like mop a floor and stuff. And like, look, there are people that don't live like, you know, I know that you went from like a $6 million beachfront estate to like,
a 2-bedroom apartment,
which is also beautiful, by the way, like right by the beach as well. But, you know, there are worse positions to be in, like being this homeless baby in front of you.
Yes.
You know, like, it's count your blessings.
Yeah. But I love that she's like out there with men. Like, I think yes. her like, like I would watch a whole spinoff of her
that
dating.
Milkman. Oh my God.
I mean,
yes.
goat. And then like when like Tamara's like, who have you texted since you've been here? And she's like, nada. Like, she's like, fuck those guys. I am on vacation. Oh God, she's just like fun and like, she's like down for stuff. And yeah. I feel like that's like what's the problem with Shannon and Tamara. Tamara's not down for a lot.
Yeah, no, that's true.
She says no to a lot of things.
She does. And I feel like Kelly is so much heart. And she's really like, even the way she was embracing Shannon in the water and was like, to when Shannon was like wading in the water with a bathing suit this yes. week and like probably a little uncomfortable. And Kelly's like, you look beautiful. Like, you look great.
I think she's great.
I honestly, I'm really into her. Also, sidebar, speaking of housewife social media, Kelly Todd's Insta stories are so garbled. They're none of them make sense. I love them so much.
I have to follow her.
It always cuts off like in the middle of a sentence and then it's like a day later. It's so good. It's always like her opening like a box of lipstick and then she's talking and then it's like it disappears. It goes away. It doesn't make any sense. I love it so much.
Oh my God, I
think
I have to follow.
So magical. The turnaround of Kelly Dodd, like we are living in a what? Kelly Dodd renaissance.
We are.
And I am here for it.
I was so against her when she came.
Yes,
I was
I
like, I don't.
About it.
I was like, she is nasty.
Horrible.
She is not bringing anything.
Awful, evil.
And
mean.
Now I'm like, oh, she's like the warmest one on the show.
She cares
the most fun.
So much. Even when she was
she's
like
beautiful,
she's gorgeous. Even when she was like being slightly belligerent with Shannon, I was like, just take meds. Like she's
right.
like chewing her words like a multivitamin, and was like, just do it. Like you'll be great. Just take a pill. And all these women skipping over like. Maybe Shannon needs to talk to someone. Like, we don't need
like,
to prescribe her
in
medication.
Therapy?
I don't know, but I
feel like she's not.
I feel like if there's a if the court has ordered them to family therapy, I think that might be possible. But what Shannon needs is like individual one-on-one
she
therapy.
Needs a therapist.
Right. She's saying she doesn't know how to cope with her life right now. And that is a sign that you need to talk to someone.
Yes.
I mean, I had never seen a therapist in my adult life and just started going to one several months ago.
It's so great.
I mean, yes, it is good for you in the sense that it is good to take care of yourself in every way.
Yes.
And you need to treat your body if you're not like, yeah. well, like if you don't feel good, you should get help.
Right.
But it sucks. Like it does.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's hard.
Yeah. It's not right.
It's not easy. It's very hard, but I kind of love it.
I thought it was going to be like easy.
Oh no, it's hard. Like therapy is like really hard.
Yeah, my therapist is like, I saw her yesterday and she's like, you did not want to be here. I was like, mm-mm.
No, I did not. I do not want to deal with these things right now. I want to be home watching television,
totally.
Not thinking about this.
Amen. And I think that Shannon probably feels like she isn't the type that
yeah.
needs to do that, like, you know, she just needs to focus and she needs to goal set and she's working out sort of because she stretches now and again and like the dog is there and like the three kids are there and they're adorable. And it's really Shannon always saw herself as a wife. She was married to David and
yes.
now she's not sure exactly who she is. And I think the best way for her to figure that out
mm-hmm.
is to really kind of do the emotional labor.
Yeah. And I don't think she wants to do it.
I don't think I don't know that she sees it. It's like she's so deep in that tunnel and she likes the idea of the light at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
She likes the concept of it. She talks about it. She's so based on like focused on homeopathic care and Dr. Moon. And
it's like, just go talk recycling. To someone who isn't also on the show.
Right. Like not a homeopathic, whatever the fuck, but like a licensed therapist, maybe someone that has expertise in trauma, maybe someone that has expertise
yeah.
in like
relationship
nightmare
problem. Yeah.
divorces. And I think for her, because she doesn't know how to cope with this, because it's coming at her, she can't step outside of it. Like,
yes.
she doesn't know how to find joy right now. She doesn't know how to be friendly, maybe, with Gina and Emily, which I don't think is actually accurate. But, like, she doesn't know how to be friendly with them. She's so deep in this
mm-hmm.
well, and
yeah.
she just can't climb out of it. And when she can, it's for very, very brief little moments. And
yeah.
then she's right back down in the bottom. And
ugh,
it's
Shannon.
And it sucks. I mean, it's like, you know, she is having a very different divorce than Gina, but she's also
there are still things that they could like connect
about,
over.
Right. Kids, other stuff, being
homes,
people.
I don't know.
Blondes,
feeling, yeah.
living in OC.
They have a lot in common.
Drinking.
They're both on the show. Like,
right.
You know,
it's not even about like the age thing. I think she's always been defensive, as Vicky always has. The difference is that this season, I think Vicky looked at Gina as like a surrogate daughter.
Yes.
And Shannon is like, your A, don't competition, replace me. Yeah. And B, your kind of living.
I'm better than you. Yeah.
Well, and also you're still living up this fantasy that divorce can be a conscious uncoupling. And I tried that for 5 seconds and now I'm like in the greatest nightmare of my life.
Yeah.
And it's just not, it's not good. I don't, it was just kind of like depressing. I think Bravo is really hyping this as like Shannon meltdown, great TV. And I was like, ooh, I don't.
This feels raw.
Yeah, it feels raw and tough. And I don't know that she's going to
bounce back.
Yeah, I think she's so focused on the weight loss. Yeah. And like the.
That'll fix everything.
Right. And like the salmon stuffed with cheese. And guys, I don't think that's it.
No, I don't think it is.
So let's take a little. Is there anything else we should talk about related to OC? What else were your thoughts from this season?
I mean, it has been a boring season.
It's been terrible.
It really isn't. Horrible. And I feel like there needs to be a different kind of refresh somehow.
Oh, yeah. I think but people I don't know need what to that, be fired.
Yeah. I mean, let's get Tamara out of there.
Yeah.
I don't want Tamara on TV anymore.
Do you think it's because she's just too trained at this point?
Yeah. And like, we've just seen so much of her and she hasn't really changed at all. It's not like we're seeing a new, like, I feel like we saw a new Rinna this year. We saw, or we saw a Rinna that we had never been shown before.
Yeah.
So, but Tamara,
I would argue perhaps a lesser Rinna, but yeah, we saw a Rinna.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it was like, but it was a different, it was a change of pace.
Yeah.
And I feel like Tamara can't pivot. Like she's like, I do this. And it's like, well, we've seen you do the same fight and have the same like things play out in exactly the same way over the last 10 years with different women.
Totally.
And it's like, what else are you bringing? Like,
no, totally.
Bring me something new.
I totally agree. I think that there needs to be some shit's got to change.
Yeah.
Like I think, and they have to hear that. Bravo has to hear that and understand it because I think it's just an echo chamber of the community in which we live.
Yes.
All saying this is not good enough.
No.
It's just not. And, you know, they're very focused. Like, Andy made some joke on an ep of Watch What Happens This Week when someone's like, oh, you need to do, like, a Housewives of Arizona. And he's like, we're at capacity. Like, we have enough right now. And I think that's true. They don't need to have two new franchises because – or one new franchise because they have two new ones that are excellent, Potomac and Dallas, which we'll talk about in a hot second. But also, like, if some of your franchises are sick –
put them down.
Yeah, Shannon's not something. The only one that needs to seek help. I think Bravo does too.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens. Okay, so let's talk a little bit. Guys, this has been such a mega episode of AG. I'm like dead
so
for it.
So much.
So you are not a Dallas person per se, but
I want to be.
And I think you will be. So you watched
This week having never seen it. I think I'd seen like half of an episode once.
Yes.
And I know everybody's been saying, you got to watch it. And I just I know I need to watch it from the beginning. And I think I need to watch from the beginning of like the whole series.
Real, because season one is
a lot of people say like, season one is terrible. But like, it's I do think it will inform fights better.
Yeah. You'll understand Leanne better seeing her at her worst.
Yes.
Then she gets lower. And now she's really trying.
And like, I mean, at the very least, I have to start the beginning this season and kind of move back. But I watched this week and I was just like, oh, these people are truly out of their minds. They look... The looks are insane.
Oh, they're so good. Their confessional looks are so extra.
Crazy. Yes. But like there was one moment that was like so telling about like the world of how these shows come together.
Oh, can't
and
wait.
Why they're so compelling. And I will not know anybody's name.
Oh, good. Even better.
So
okay, it's like a little pop quiz for me. Okay.
There was a scene.
Mama
this
D,
week.
Carrie, Stephanie.
I have no idea. Are those even people on the show?
Yeah.
I'm so bad at the names.
Jimmy.
I know who that is.
Yeah, Jimmy Westcott.
It was like Barbie Pink, like the girl who's
Cam
like the pink.
Yes, Westcott. Yep.
Had someone with dark hair.
Leanne.
So that is Leanne. Okay. Come over to like talk about something. Yes.
And to talk about Deandra and the
wedding dress triangle.
Yeah.
And so she reads a text. So like Deandra is the one that did not go.
Deandra didn't go. Yeah. Former best friend. Frenemy.
So she's like, Deandra didn't come. And she's like, no, she sent me this text. And they show the text also while she's reading it.
Yeah.
And like, she reads it in a way where it's like, I already have plans and I cannot come to this thing. Why don't you go ahead and take so-and-so? She's has much better style. But like reading that text, you're like, probably not how it was set. Like, it's like, oh my God, I can't come. I can't move my plans, but you should totally bring so-and-so. Right. It's like, that's probably how it was meant. But it's just like, she just picks up and reads it like it's the super nasty tone.
Because they were looking for a fight and then they fed off of each other.
It's
and they
so
were like,
funny
she's
to like
the devil.
See
she is the devil. She's such a bad person. You know what? She is a bad person. They're just a mirror opposite
echoing
each other.
Yeah.
And I find that fascinating. I'm guessing that that dress shopping adventure took place with like 10 minutes notice on
yes.
a Wednesday
yes.
at 9 or
yes.
something.
That's what it seems like.
Because it didn't really make sense if she doesn't have a date and why is she getting married? I mean, like, why she needs to, she yeah. if she wants to get married, she can get married. But it's just if they're having this battle with Leanne and her fiance Rich mm-hmm. about setting a date and it hasn't happened yet.
Why are we buying the dress?
Why are we buying the dress out of nowhere and inviting Stephanie when she's much closer with Cam,
yeah.
who she's bitching about with about Deandra? Like, why wasn't Cam there? Like, why are we saying that Deandra's a terrible person? Because Deandra's like, I have a conflict because of this event that you know about. But, you know, like, Stephanie is great and you're going to have a blast.
Right.
Have fun. Like, why wasn't Cam there?
It's very confusing. Somebody at the dress event also said to her, was like, this is something that happens once in a lifetime. And then, like, two lines later, we're talking about how this is his fourth marriage. And I was like, that's so funny.
It's not great. It's once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime.
If we're all cats.
Yeah.
And we have several lives to live. It's not great. I also posted a poll, another poll on Insta, which was, whose side are you on? Cam versus Deandra, because last week's mm-hmm. episode was actually sort of continue this week, a continuation of Deandra being pissed that Cam and her mother-in-law were telling her how to behave mm-hmm. and that her reputation in Dallas was more important, keeping her reputation pure, let's say,
ugh.
I know, was more important than her getting to decide how to behave as an adult woman. And Deandra was like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
And I think that response, which angered Cam, she felt like her mother-in-law was disrespected, is going to spread throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Which is fascinating to me. I would wonder why, if I was Jimmy Westcott,
right.
Cam's, you know, very like highbrow, you know, knowing all mother-in-law who's like this grand dame of society, I would wonder why Cam is hanging out with Leanne.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think you can say that Deandra and Brandy getting cocktails and like getting a little tipsy at a charity event, which happened a week or so ago, how that was worse than all of the shit that Leanne has done, including, I mean, like, Leanne has threatened to murder.
Yes.
More than one cast member. She broke a crystal, like, bowl. She, like, threw it to the ground or whatever off camera. Like, she waits until the cameras aren't on her and then she, like, super misbehaves. So I don't entirely understand why Cam and her mother-in-law are like, Deandra, you're making serious mistakes by
right.
associating with a drunk ginge, which
yeah.
is not the worst thing
yeah.
than everything else that Leanne has done.
Yeah.
It's just sort of strange to me and why they seem offended that Deandra is not taking them up on their offer to lead her like decisions as an adult.
Yeah, it's very weird how involved the previous generation is in Dallas.
Yes.
Like that there's a lot of like influence from like women in their 70s.
Yeah, totally.
Which is basically women doing New York right now.
Yeah.
That like is Ramona.
It totally is. It's fascinating to me. I mean, I think Dallas is having such a strong season and they're all coming in hot, which
yeah.
I appreciate.
Right. It's
hot,
like,
or
bring
like
it.
Yeah. Hot, super hot or ice cold, both of which I love. And I'm curious for what's going to happen when they're next week in Copenhagen.
Why are they going to Copenhagen?
Because Carrie's like niece or something has a concert or a record release. I love how convoluted these trips are. It's like they just told us we needed to go somewhere. And
so
I was like, I have family there.
Picked a weird place.
Right.
Yeah. Like Megan going to Ireland. It's like, what are you talking about? But like there was like a confessional moment where like one of them talks about like Copenhagen, and she's like, this trip to Copenhagen might be worse than Hamlet. And I'm like, who fed you that line? You don't know that that was about a Danish monarchy. There's just no way.
Oh my God. It's such a,
you don't understand what you're saying. I love this.
What were there any other moments that you were like dying for?
I mean, just the clothes in general was something that was so, just the, what they wear. The South is so different, and yes, like Texas is so its own thing.
It's a lot brighter than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's soup. It's like day glow colors. Yes,
they wear, and then like all of their looks at that, like, rough night, good morning, or like, yes, whatever. That,
good night, welcome, morning, happy night, good evening, crazy, hello day, whatever.
Like, yeah, they're all in like pajamas. Oh my and, God. Like, it's, yes, just all over the place, like with like what people think is appropriate to wear to a party. And like, ugh, it's just like makeup and like looks and, yes, like fur and like everything is so over the top. And ugh, I like, I do respect them for that, because I think I that like, I want, that's like Atlanta does that too.
Yes. It's New so York, extra.
Like New York is so like, it's all over the place personality wise, but like, it's get around the during your day clothes.
Yeah.
Like,
everybody's, you can't like, fuck around with DeAndre's outfit
like
in New York.
Doing stuff. No. Like, yeah, you have to be wearing, like, you might be wearing an insane, like, weird shearling wrap coat if you're, right, Sonia. But, like, at the same time, like, that's a functional coat for you.
Totally.
And in Beverly Hills, they're all just, like, wearing the same jeans and tops. And, mm-hmm, it's all very, like, too LA casual.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Dallas and Atlanta, they're, like, looks, like, capital L.
Yes, which I like love. That. I appreciate it. I like I the effort that goes into it. And it also, it doesn't necessarily mean that their glam team is like a plot point like it is on, right, Beverly Hills, which I like too, because I don't need to see the hairstylist and the makeup artist and whatever, because then at a certain point it becomes like a little gay harem. And I, yeah, that's not really fun.
I don't like that.
I like knowing that they're around scampering, you know, yeah, collecting their check, but that's not actually a storyline.
Yeah. Like, I only like it when they use them to like get out some exposition, and it's like, while your hair is getting done, I'm a blank wall for you to be like, can you believe what Lisa texted me? You
know, totally. Like, and the only exception I'm actually going to say to the glam squad is in Atlanta, like Miss, yeah, Lawrence,
yeah,
all of those fabulous gay, yeah, men living their best lives. They are quality, yes, and yes,
they're
terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're actual characters. So I appreciate it, because they, yes, like have a personality. It's not like Mickey or Mikey or whatever. Mikey Minden, Erica's, yeah, yeah, number one special.
He's in too much.
I don't need to hear him.
I'd rather see more Tom, to be perfectly honest. Girardi.
Oh my God. Yeah. Is he, how's alive? That ankle healing? I don't
probably didn't
that way.
He's so old.
He is super old. Someone get Aaron Brockovich on top of that and look for Tom. Okay, Allison Leiby, this was such a pleasure. I so did fun. Say to our listeners, guys, DM or Instagram me, tweet me at Sarah Galley on Twitter, at Dame Galley on Insta, a question that you have. Because I think every week, I just decided this like 2 hours ago,
yes,
we're going to answer a question or read a comment about all things Bravo. So shoot me, slide into my DMs or post something. Tell me what your name is and where you're from, and or tweet me or whatever. And I'll read it. I'll pick one for the week. So this week is today, this week's comments or questions from Philip, a Scottish Andy's girl.
Ooh.
Shout out to Philip. Everyone keeps saying how amazing, and this is his like comment question, everyone keeps saying how amazing RHONJ is this year. Do you think it will be, or are we actually all just over Jersey so it can't ever be amazing again because we don't care? Thoughts. Philip, a Scottish Andy's girl.
I mean, that depends if they revamp that cast. If they really figure out a way to, like, make it more interesting.
They have, like, a Turkish woman, I think, and a new Sigalite, a new sassy Hebrew woman.
Okay. I could see that being interesting. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not going to hold my breath, I guess is what I'm saying. I want it to be good, because I like when an East Coast
thing does well. Feels like it's part of our plan for our team.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fine. Plus, I know that Andy is going hard saying, like, he tweeted something recently that was like, I'm 8 eps in. It's the best it's been in years, which is a very low bar, by the way. It's so great. It's back to like the original. There's no way. The original seasons of New Jersey were so good because it was before these women were famous. Once they became famous and celebrities,
right,
and decided to
sacrifice
Teresa's their family.
Too big.
Right. She's too big and she's too infamous and she's going through too much seriously crazy shit right now with, yeah, Joe being, mm-hmm, deported and everything else, that like focusing on finding the truth here.
Like, no. I don't want to watch that happening to a family. That's too real.
Right. And also, I mean, how much of that would she allow us to see?
Probably not much.
Flip side of the coin is like, then we're pretending it's not happening. And it's like, cool. So she's just going to get into these like random dumbass right. like lunch fights when we know what the fuck she's battling behind right. the scenes. It's weird. So, Philip, to answer your question, I think it's going to be fine. Plus, I was underwhelmed by the trailer, but then I've just recently started watching old Jersey episodes for absolutely no reason. I don't know why. So, and I found them not terrible. It's not the best. I don't know a single person who thinks that Jersey is their favorite franchise.
No.
But it has quality moments. I'm a big fan of Margaret Josephs just because I think she's funny. But I'm also really interested in her like behind the scenes foreclosure situation
yes.
with Joe. So I don't know. The trailer, again, I don't know. It felt like Melissa and Teresa are going at each other. But this time I actually think it's super fake. So we'll see, guys. I mean, I think the premiere is this weekend. I always forget. Or like next week or something. It's coming up soon. So, Philip, I hope that answers your question. I think it's going to be fine plus. And I would love to be wrong. So I think that's where we'll land. Allison Leiby, so you were fun. So right. This oh my was God. Magical. Thank you so much for kikiing with me on the Andy Scrolls couch.
Thank you for having me.
This was a pleasure. Guys, everybody follow Allison Leiby. Watch the President's Show special
yes,
online.
Please.
Let us know. Tweet Allison your thoughts on the
Vander Trump
skit.
Rules.
Do I say skit? That's not right.
We don't really. It was such a like bizarre so new weird. Thing that we did that we were like, what? I guess it's a sketch.
Okay, sketch. I'm headed for UCB. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This was so fun. Guys, let us know your thoughts and feels, and we'll kiki with you next week. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.